also following news today from the Supreme Court. There is a decision in what's been referred to as the Israel passport case, or the Jerusalem passport case. And joining us to talk about that is Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And remind us of the basics of this case, first of all.
This case is actually just kind of a smackdown, a power smackdown between Congress and the executive branch about who gets to set foreign policy. And this case has been going on for years. It's been litigated up and down to the Supreme Court once already. This is the second trip. But really the question is, in terms of saying who has sovereignty over Israel, President Obama and all the presidents before him have said, no, we're not over Jerusalem. I'm sorry. No, it's not Israel. We're going to be neutral on it. Congress has said we're not neutral on it. We say that if you want to write on your passport, I was born in Jerusalem, comma, Israel, you have that right. This literally was a test of who gets to pick that, Congress or the president.
And this involved a 12-year-old lawsuit by this Jerusalem-born American Menachem Zivotofsky and his U.S. citizen parents. What did the court say?
The court said that even though in 2002 Congress passed a law called the Foreign Relations Authorization Act and said in that law anyone born in Jerusalem who wants to say Jerusalem, Israel on their passport is allowed to do that. President Obama had opposed that. He says, no, we are neutral. We want to be honest brokers in the Middle East peace talks. If we say that Jerusalem is under the sovereignty of Israel, we're not neutral. So no, Congress, I do not agree to enforce that act. As you said, Menachem Zivotofsky claimed under this statute, I want Jerusalem, Israel written on my passport. He's 12 now. That's how long the case has been going on. And today the court just said, nope, Congress, you lose. The president wins. The president is the sole arbiter of this recognition of who is a sovereign.
How significant is this decision? I can't imagine there are that many people who this particular thing would apply to.
Well, it certainly applies to, you know, the thousands of people who are born, who are Americans who are born in Israel. So they will be implicated, a lot of them, and a lot of Jewish groups supported the idea that you should be allowed to say Jerusalem, Israel on your passport. But I think it's a big deal because it's really the first time that the court has pronounced on this question of Congress, you cannot intrude, you cannot invade this presidential power to do this. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing in dissent on behalf of three dissenters, Robert, Justice Antonin Scalia, and Samuel Alito, literally writes, quote, today's decision is a first. Never before has this court accepted a president's direct defiance of an act of Congress in the field of foreign affairs. So I think that at least the dissenters believe the implications go way beyond Jerusalem, Israel, and they really sort of set a marker that the president gets to have the final decision on these questions. And so the implications may be pretty broad.
So, and in this case, you're saying Justice Clarence Thomas was in the majority.
Well, that was a bit of a surprise. Huh. It was Justice Kennedy and the four liberals clearly writing the 5-4 opinion of the court. But Justice Thomas actually joins them only as to this question of passports. There's a second underlying question that has to do with other documents, naturalization documents. And Thomas says, I agree as to passports. Hmm. Congress cannot intrude on passports. On other documents, they can.
So, Dahlia, just a minute left here, but we're waiting, obviously, for some big cases from the court. The same-sex marriage decision, something on the Affordable Care Act. What else are you watching for that we might get before that?
Well, another big one that's kind of gone under the radar, Jeremy, is Glossop versus Gross. And this just has to do with the lethal injection drugs that are being used currently in several states.
Right.
One of those drugs, midazolam, has apparently been linked to some really gruesome deaths. And so that one is being challenged on Eighth Amendment grounds. There's also a fascinating case about license plates in Texas, the Texas Sons of Confederate Veterans that are making a free speech claim about their license plates. Mm. And a question about whether Arizona can set up a statewide neutral commission to do their redistricting
right,
for them.
Right, which we've talked about on this show. We'll wait for those. Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the Supreme Court for Slate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.